Okay, so this is the second Chazar Shir for the Basar B'Cholov packets. I just want to make one hosafa that for some reason I had it in my mind that I forgot to mention it last time, and that is in the Maris Ayin Indian, I didn't mention, I just forgot to say it, that there is a poskim say that if something is clear and obvious to everyone, then there's no Maris Ayin in that. So if it's Yodua, that there's power of ice cream, this manazan, there's non-dairy creamer, and there's power of margarine, so you wouldn't have to put, you know, a hecker there saying that this is, you know, the power of margarine, the power, because it's Yodua, everyone knows. It's enough what's already in the world. And we find that concept by Kalayan. If it's enough what's already, there's no din of marasayan, because it's clear. So I just wanted to it slipped my mind to say last time. Okay, so now let's go to packet 5. So packet 5 was different types of vishal, different sugi vishal shon. So, three basic topics I want to discuss. Number one, Rashi in Shabbos Lamed Tes says that vishal b'chama, if you cook in the sun, that's mutter, because ein derech vishal b'kach, because it's not the way of vishal. And Rashi then goes on and says but that phrase in derech bishul b'kach, what does it mean? So we had three shatim in that. One is the Egle Tal. Egle Tal says in derech bishul b'kach means that there's a shinoi in the result, in the nifal. That's why it's mutter. It won't come out as good or the same way as if you would have cooked in a fire. If the nifal would be the same, the result would be the same, just a shinui in the maisa, how you do it, that would be after the rabban. But since this is a shinui in the nifal, that's what pshat in derech bishul b'kach, and that's why it's mutter. It would mean the rabbanan. Egle Tal pshat. Good. Pshat number two. Igros Moshe. Rav Moshe. He says that, what is it, pshat in derech bishul b'kach, is that no one will use the chama if the or is around. If you could use fire, that is what you will always use. You know, when I have both available, the sun and a fire, I always use fire. Only when I don't have a fire, then it's always like my plan B. That's what ein derech bishul b'kach, and therefore that demotes it to not even be a tolda, because it's something that you'll never use. Rav Moshe was talking in the context of microwaves, where he says there that Rav Moshe said that if a microwave is, you assume that, I guess people told him a microwave is just as good. So Rav Moshe wanted to answer because he says, oh, it's going to be so common that people will just use it interchangeably with regular ovens. Okay, people discuss whether that Mitzvah played out, but Luyutra Abi the Mitzvah, that's his svar. So that's Rav Moshe's pshat, the always plan B. The Mincha Shlomo, he has, I don't exactly know how he fits into the words, but his svar is that Bishol is with Eish. That's a din. It's a din that you need fire. Not the sun, not anything else. You need fire. And that's why he wants to be makel on things like solar panels or dud shemesh, whatever in the world that is, yep, that they have in Israel. Right, the Mincha Shlomo, or Shlomo Zalman. That, otherwise, you need ish mamish. Anything that's not ish mamish is ein derech bishul. So the chama is not ish. Ish means a fire. It doesn't mean the sun. Fine, those are the three pshatim that we explained in there ein derech bishul b'kach. That was part one. Part two, okay? Different types of bishul by Shabbos and Basar B'Cholov. There is a Yerushalmi in the Dara that talks about different types of bishul. It talks about smoking and frying, Ishan, Tigan. It talks about cooking in the sun, bishul b'chama. And it asks, what is the status if you
use
the Yerushalmi in the Dara?
Right.
That if you cook with any of these modes, right? What's the status for Bishal Akum? What's the status for Nadarim? What's the status if you cook on Shabbos? What's the status if you cook with Basar B'Cholov? Right? And other inyanim. So the Yerushalmi has a whole list. What's the halacha if you cook in any of these areas? Shabbos is there, Basar B'Cholov is there, and it's a vayda lo ifshata. The Yerushalmi does not answer. Okay? So let's think of it that way. The Yerushalmi doesn't answer. So then what is that going to mean for us? What that's going to mean for us, as the Magen Mishnah explains, when it's a deraisa, we're going to be machmir, sabik deraisa l'chumro, and a sabik derabana, we're going to be mekel, we're going to be lakulo, right? It's like a sofik. And that's exactly how it plays out in the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch. In the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch, they say if you're ma'ashein, if you smoke or you cook in chametzferia, baser v'cholov, so it's usher to do that because that would be a safek deraisa. There's also to do that, but there's no malchus because you can't give a guy malchus misafek.
The chametzferia would be an usher deraisa.
Well, it's a safek, meaning that's based on the Yerushalmi. It's a safek. So since Yerushalmi doesn't answer, we view it as a suffix. So anytime you have a deraisa, namely in our context, baser v'cholov, right? So we'll say it's usher to do, but you know, if we're in the world of giving out malchus, we wouldn't give malchus because again, it's a suffix. Not going to give a guy malchus misuffix. Now let's. What about if the isser is not baser v'cholov? Let's take an isser d'rabbanan. Let's take bishalachum. That's the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch in the Kufir Gimel, and there it says that ma'ushan, let's say smoking, would be mutter for bishal akum. That would not be considered bishal akum if the guy is ma'ashin, smokes the meat for you, or whatever the food is. That would not be considered bishal akum. Why? Because bishal akum is a din d'rabbanan. And like we said, ma'ushan smoking is a safek. So when it comes to bishal akum, the d'rabbanan, we're going to be makum and say it's mutter. By basar b'chol, which was the d'raisa, we're going to be machmer. Right? So if you view your mind, it's a suffix.
So most basar b'chalav is a chumrah?
Well, it's a suffix. So
it's right?
So it's a suffix deraisa. Because basar b'chol, cooking basar b'chol is in deraisa. So that's how the Magen Mishnah explains the sheet of the Rambam and Reveal the Shulchan Aruch. That suffix deraisa, l'chumrah. Suffix derabanan, l'kula. So basar b'chol, cooking is deraisa. So we're going to be machmer. Bishal akum, it's a din d'rabbanan. It's a d'rabbanan. So we're going to be mekel and say that it's not going to be an issur bishal akum if the guy is ma'ashein the food for the Yisrael. Okay? So far, so good. That's the shita of the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch. There is a Pri Chadash that argues. The Pri Chadash says, machmer on all these things. Whether it's d'raisa, d'rabbanan, bishal akum, everything, you're machmer. And hold that it's asur. Why does the Pri Chadash say that? The Pri Chadash says that because there's another Yerushalmi in Shabbos that asks one question. It says that by Shabbos it'll be asur to be ma'ashein, that you're not allowed to smoke something on Shabbos. Okay, that's what the Yerushalmi says. And the Pri Chadash then says, oh well, if the Yerushalmi in Shabbos, you know, knows what the answer is for Shabbos, the Pri Chadash says, well, let's extend that and it'll be huadinami for everything else. The same way that the Gemara Yerushalmi and Shabbos said it's usher for Shabbos, to be ma'ashin on Shabbos. So Mestama, the Yerushalmi says the Pri Chadash would ask everything else. Right? Because it was poshet. So once you're poshet, the Pri Chadash puts it in one category. And if I could be poshet for one, then that would be the halach for everything else. So Mamela, since the Yerushalmi and Shabbos asks on Shabbos, ma'ashin by Shabbos, so therefore the Pri Chadash feels that you should extend it and he would even ask her.
So even suffix bishals will all be machmer.
So all those, even by the derabbanans, like bishal akum, the Pri Chadash will be machmer against the Shulchan Aruch, right? Against the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch viewed as aydelo ifshutos. So the rice is machmer, the derabbanans makeil. Pri Chadash says everything is machmer in light of the Yerushalmi in Shabbos.
Can I just bring you back to the there was a machlokes between the Eglei Tal and the Kashlam and the Rosh Moshe.
Three different ways to explain that.
To understand
Bishal Bakach of Rashi. He says that it's Ein Derech Bishal means that it's something that you will never do as plan A. If you have fire, you will never use the Chama. You'll only use Chama if fire is not available.
What is the Kula we had again by the Bishal Akum?
That if a guy, if all kosher ingredients, but a guy cooks it, so the guy's mevashal it, so the Jew's not allowed to eat it. So let's say the guy doesn't cook it, he smokes it. Am I allowed to eat it or not? So if it's so we're saying that, so the Shulchan Aruch says that's mutter. That's mutter. That's, for bishal akum purposes, that's not b'chol bishal. I think, because shavik derabanan is the kula. Ma'ashin is mutter. It's not considered bishal for bishal akum. Right? And that's based on that Magen Mishnah. Just if you have that Magen Mishnah in your mind, it's easy to apply. Whatever is a din d'rabbanan or mekel, whatever is in the reis or machner. So we're going to assume that that's for bishal akum, for that gzeiru d'rabbanan. So mu'ushan is not, it's not nichal, not gzeiru. Only real bishal. That's what we'll assume. Okay. And now, that was the second part. Third part. Is there a difference between kitor, which is steam, cooking through steam, versus mu'ushan, which is cooking through smoke. We've been talking until now about smoking. This is in the context of Bishal Akum, because we already answered everything for Basar B'cholov as Safik Deraisa. But when we were Makil on Mu'ushan, the Shulchan Aruch was Makil on Mu'ushan by Bishal Akum, what if I don't smoke it, I steam it? I cook it through steam. Keep. So this is my focus. One sheet is the Shem Aryeh. Shem Aryeh says that Ishun is Mutter, but Kitor, steaming, that's Aser, because that comes more directly from the fire. That's straight from the fire, so it's a smoke, right, which is just smoke. A byproduct of cooking, byproduct of making a fire is smoke. So that's like more removed. But steam comes more direct, so the Shem Aryeh would say that steaming would be Nichlal and Bishal for Bishal Akum. If a guy steams it, it would be Aser. And the Abiyah Omer versus Rav Avadya quotes a Sefer the Zer Zahav that says no, even steam, even Kitor would be Mutter, because none of these things are Nichlal in the Gzeira that the Chachamim made of Bishal Akum. When they made the Isra of Bishal Akum, they made it only for real Bishal. Not steam and not smoke, none of that. So the Abiya Omer is Makel against the Shem Aryeh.
This is only within Bishal Akum?
Well, because again, anything that's a Suffolk by a Daraisa or Makar anyway.
Anyway, so only counted
right, so Bishal Akum was our Dravana. Okay, we did mention at the end of the shir, what's the halacha by Bishal Akum by a microwave? Right? So, just Bekitzer, we quoted two shitos. We quoted the Vayvarachov, which was Rabbi Harfinis, who was Mako, because he feels that it's not real ish. He felt that even if you're machmir like the Shem Aryeh on steam, but a microwave is even less than steam, it just operates differently. So he had a tzav hakel, and Rabbi felt that it is a derech bishul, and he was machmir.
Rabbi's machmir.
It can happen.
Yeah.
Okay. Fine. So that was packet 5, packet 6.
So he's machmir by the microwave on bishul.
Right. So packet 6 was about beitzim and mecholov. So I'm going to go through some basic inyanim. However, in prioritizing the chazara of the shiurim, I would prioritize the more relevant things to our lives, the more ikr things, you know, the nekuda nefla, you know, putting milk, you know, fleishas and milkas on the table. You know, I'm not saying it's not important, but in the chazara, I would put this.
What's the shiur called? Beitzim and?
Beitzim and Mecholov. So we'll chazar it quickly, but again, when you chazar on your own, I would. Of course, Sazer, but I would prioritize it toward, you know, other things ahead of it. Okay, so just to get some of the Iker Nekudos here, is that there's a Gemara in Beit Zandav Zayin, which says that if you shech the chicken and you find an egg inside the chicken, so what's the status of that egg? So it's Machlokes Tanan. Okay? Tanakhama says that if you find a Beitim Gemuros, completed egg in the Tanagolos, you're allowed to eat it with cholov. Right? It's gemuros, you're allowed to eat it with cholov. Then the next shita was Rabbi Yaakov, who says, if it's ma'ur begidin, if it still has veins connecting the egg to the chicken, then it's aser.
Who says this?
Rabbi Yaakov, in Mar Beza, okay? We are going to focus on the Tanakhama, because that's how we pass it, okay? So Tanakhama again
says, you can eat it with cholov?
Yes, that if it's gemuros, you could eat it. Now, kumuros means, especially if you contrast it to Rabbi Yaakov, kumuros, even if it's mu'ur b'yidin. If it's kumuros, then you could eat a pacholov. It does not have the status of the chicken, fleishas, it has the status of a paravik. Okay?
And the second one is the status of fleishas?
What?
Rabbi Yaakov was that it has a status of
if it's mu'ur b'yidin.
Okay?
But we're not going to focus on Rabbi Yaakov. We're going to focus on the Tanakhama more now. Now, what does gemuros mean? Of course, you know. So we have two pshatim. We have Rashi and the Rashba. So Rashi learns that in an egg you have two parts. You have the yolk and the white. Okay? So Rashi learns gemuros means that the chelmon, the yolk, was nigmar, even though the chelbon, the white, was not nigmar. How are you going to learn these words sound the same? Chelbon, one way is like chalav. That's on the base, chalbon. So think chalav, think white. That's the white part.
So he says okay? That as long as the yoke...
As long as the yoke, Rashi, as long as the yoke is completed, that's all you need. That's considered... That's what the Tanakhama means when he says it's nigmar. And if the yoke is completed, you're allowed to eat it with cholov. Even though the white is not completed, the Rashba argues, at least the Torah understands, the Rashba is arguing, and he holds that, no, everything, the white and the yolk need to be completed. Okay? How do we paskin? We paskin like the Tanakhama, according to the Havana of the Rashba. That's how the Shofar paskins. That it has to be nigmar, and even the white has to be nigmar. That's how we paskin. Okay? Right. The Shach brings a couple of other deos. No, other ones came in, but the Shach. One of the deos is the Rashbam, who says that people are machmir, even if it has the people are machmir.
Even if the yolk.
Even if it's completed, as long as it doesn't have the hard shell, that hard white shell, there are people who are still machmir. This is Jesus Rashbam. That they're machmir even if it's completed, but if it doesn't have that hard shell, they'll still treat it like fleishichs, right? And he says lachatzchili could be machmir, but b'diyeved if you cooked it with milk, it's fine. But then there's an even further chumra, which is brought down that the women were machmir, even if it has a hard shell, if it's found in the chicken, no milk, right?
Who's
this? Well, the Trumas Hadesh and the Shaydu, this is the minhag of the Noshim. The women were nohek even more than the Rashbam, even if it had the hard shell. If it was found in the chicken, they don't want to have any, it shouldn't be with milk. And he says, okay, that's a minug. A minug. If you have the minug, you have the minug. If you don't have the minug, you don't have the minug, says the Shach. But those are, so again, you have
the. They didn't compliment it like the tea puts down with your
heart. Okay, we'll talk about that. It's just fine. So. So again, we have the Shulchan Aruch, which fastens like the Tanakam, like the Rashba. It's Nigmar, totally Nigmar, right? Even with the yolk and the white, everything. Even if it's Ma'ur B'gidim, it's considered not part of the chicken, rather it's in the egg and it's parut. Okay, and then the Shach quoted those two Chumras, the Rashbam's Chumra, which he says the Chatchili should do, that as long as it doesn't have the white, the hard white shell on it, then be machmir like it's part of the chicken, and the women, again, who are just machmir on everything if it's found in the chicken. Good. Another halacha is that even though we said that nigmar, according to the Shulchan Aruch, the Rashba, is it has to have both the yolk and the white, but there is one thing that even the Rashba, the Shulchan Aruch, we know that if it only has the yolk and not the white, we don't treat it 100% like fleishichs. Which means that if you eat it alone, you don't have to wait. Whatever you have, your 6 hours, you know, it's not fleishichs that, if it only had the yolk and it didn't have the white, so.